Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Derby Regional Hospital's carbon emissions and annual energy consumption are set to fall. That's according to the state government, who invested $1.4 million into a large-scale rooftop solar system for the site. Horizon Power's Dylan Harty says it'll drastically reduce their yearly emissions.
Over 300 tonnes a year, and it's about 24% of their total emissions that they're gonna save. So, yeah, really good outcome.
The first customers for Port Hedland's Lumsden Point have been secured. Mineral Resources and Pilbara Minerals signing a commitment agreement, respectively. The facility is set to expand the exports of battery metals and import of renewable energy infrastructure. Cattle and sheep producers impacted by the dry season are being urged to monitor herds and plan ahead to ensure the welfare of their animals. That's just some of the latest advice from the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, who have made tools to help get through the current situation. DPIRD's Dr. Danny Roberts says it's available through the 2024 seasonal information website,
which contains information for cattle and sheep, and on that there's a lot of different topics. One of the things for cattle producers now is we've provided information on how to better feed budget to ensure that the animals are getting the right amount of energy.
After being closed due to flooding for months, it's expected the Gibb River Road could be open within weeks. Water levels are set to subside after recording levels over 1.5 metres in the river, making it unsafe to cross. The track closed between Mount Barnett and Pentecost River following a spate of wet weather. In sport, two Yaru women are set to form part of Netball Australia's inaugural First Nations team. Sisters Jamaica and Scarlett Jauncey selected in the squad to play in the Pacific Oz Sports Netball Series in Brisbane. The team featuring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander athletes from across the country. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.